All Scripture is inspired of God. That means every word, every sentence, every story which is included in the Bible is important. Sometimes as we read through the accounts given, particularly in the accounts of the gospel, we may wonder why some stories are included. But each one is there for a purpose. There are lessons for us to learn from each of those. Such is the case in the story that Lindsay just read to us from Mark 2. A man was a paralytic. He needed help. He knew where help was, but he could not get there by himself. Four, perhaps, of his friends carried him on a bed or what you and I might call a cot or a stretcher and took him to Jesus. Because of the number of people assembled around our Lord, they were not able to get to him on the ground level. So they went to the top of the house, a house no doubt that was covered with material that could be easily moved. They moved enough of that material in the roof to lower the man down where Jesus was and obtain the result of both his sins being forgiven and his being able to get up and walk. What a wonderful story with a wonderful conclusion. Let's look at it this morning and notice some of the lessons that we need to learn from a story like this. Notice first the goal that was present. The desire was to get this man to Jesus. The faith of the four carrying him is specifically mentioned. We would also conclude that the man himself believed that Jesus could help him. He may very well have even asked these others to take him. But they believed that the answer to the problem was with Jesus. And their goal was to get this man in the presence of the Lord, where the Lord could react to the need and could help the man, which he eventually did. You know, in a sense, that's the goal that we have before us in this new year. It is the goal that we should have had in each year that has passed and in whatever future is ahead of us. And that goal is to get each individual person to Jesus. Have you ever really stopped and thought about the fact that that's what our work is all about? There may be some of you in the audience this morning who've never been baptized into Christ, baptized for the remission of sins. Our goal is to get you to Jesus. There may be some here this morning who have fallen away as children of God and who need to repent and confess and pray to God asking for forgiveness. Our goal is to get you to Jesus, where we believe the answer is. We are encouraging and will continue to encourage all of us to reach out in this community to teach people, to encourage people to come to our services, to study with them privately in their homes. And you know, in a sense, the goal in every case is to get that person to Jesus. We send money every month to Brazil, to Nigeria, to Russia, to other places around the world, in this country and outside of this country. Our goal is to get people to Jesus. Each thing that is being done is trying to persuade people to come to Jesus, because we know the Bible teaches in Ephesians 1:3 that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. Four verses later, redemption and the forgiveness of sins is found in Christ. 2 Timothy 2:10, salvation is found in Christ. And the ultimate goal for each one is to die in Christ. Revelation 14:13. Therefore, in a sense, our entire work today in the church is toward the same goal that these folks had in this story, that is to get us and others to Jesus, who has the answer to every question and the solution to every problem. But notice in the second place that individual effort was important. It is said in the King James Version that this man was born of four, in the New King James Version that he was carried by four. You and I can picture that without any difficulty. Just picture a stretcher like we would take out to the woods to carry somebody out who was injured and place the man on it, and there needs to be four people, one at each corner to carry the load. And each individual is important. You take one leg of the four from a table and it will usually fall. You break one leg on a four-legged chair and you usually will hit the floor. If you've noticed, when you see a car parked because of a flat tire, usually it's just one tire that's flat, but the car has stopped. This emphasizes the importance of each individual in whatever the work is. God only expects us to do reasonable service, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. It would not be possible for any one of us, no matter how strong or how big, to carry all four corners of a cot like the one used here. It would be impossible to be at all four of those corners at the same time. But it's possible to be at one corner. And another thing that might be noticed is that probably those people carrying that cot were not using the same hand. I would guess that two of them were using the right hand and two of them were using the left. They had different talents, they used different parts of their bodies, but each individual person was important in order to get the job done. We need to remember the advice given in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 12. If there first be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Each individual is important in the work of the church here at Henderson. I've noticed several times at a funeral, as the pallbearers began to pick up the casket to carry it to the hearse or from the hearse to the grave, that there may be very well one in the group who has difficulty with his right arm or his left arm, and he has to be on a specific side in order to do his job. If he were on the other side, he might not be able to do the job as well as it is needed. But by placing himself in the appropriate place to use that which he can use, he's able to accomplish the task. Folks, we need to realize that not every one of us can do everything in the Lord's service. Each one of us has talents. They may not be like the talents of someone else. I may need to work on one side of the project and you on the other. But each one of us is important, and each one of us can do something in the Lord's kingdom. Whether a five-talent person, a two-talent person, or a one-talent person, each individual is important. We've allowed ourselves down through the years to develop the mentality to let somebody else do it. Somebody else can do a better job. I'm pretty sure that there's not a one of us here, but who could truthfully say that somebody else could do a better job than I'm able to do at anything? That does not excuse us from carrying the personal corner and doing what one can do. The success of our work is going to depend largely upon accepting the fact that each individual has a corner to carry. However, out of this grows another point that is very important, and that is the cooperation of the four to get the job done. Two of them had a front corner, two of them had a back. Two of them had the right side, two of them had the left side. But the only way that they could get the job done and reach their goal of getting this man to Jesus was to work together. Again, I would refer you to noticing what happens as men are carrying a casket, especially if it is a military situation. If you will look closely, you will see that they are walking in unison, that the right foot is going forward at the same time and the left foot at the same time in order to accomplish the goal that they have. If they were mixed up and one was doing one thing and one another, they might not be able to do what they wanted to do. It is important for us to work together, to realize that each one is needed, but for all of us to go in the same direction. That's what happens when we pull together. A great deal of my experience in the first 18 years of my life was with mules. If you were plowing with two or had two to a wagon and they both were going in the same direction and pulling together, you had no problem. But if one wanted to go to the right and one to the left, or one was lazy and would not do his part, you had a problem. It is important for each of us to operate, but it is also important for all of us to cooperate in the Lord's work. Working together. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The question is asked in Amos 3:3. That's why it is so important for us to have the same goals and to be going in the same direction as each one of us does his work in the work of the Lord, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, stated in Ephesians 4:16. You'll notice here that the body is edified and it grows because each joint supplies, that's the individual part, but they are knitted together. The whole body fitly formed and knitted together. That's the cooperation that we must have in going in the same direction, in working together for the cause of Jesus Christ. Having emphasized individual responsibility and working together as a group, notice also something else that is important in this little story. Notice the commitment of these people. What would you have done had you been one of those four and you came to the scene and there's such a crowd that you can't get through? Might you have said, it's no use, we can't do it? We really need to get this man to the Lord, but there are so many obstacles in the way that we just can't do it. These four people were not overcome by the difficulties, but they rather overcame the difficulties themselves. They sized up the situation, analyzed it, and decided that since they could not go through, they would go above. Somehow or other, they got the man upon the top of the roof. The roof at that time was easily removed. They removed enough of it and let the man down where Jesus was. They had enough faith to keep going on with commitment to the cause and the goal, even when there were obstacles in the path. Sometimes you and I let little things keep us from doing big things. Sometimes we allow ourselves to become discouraged with situations that develop, the work that Satan puts in the path, and other things. We need to have the same kind of faith that these people had. It is the faith of the four men who carried the cot that is specifically mentioned. You and I know particularly that faith is emphasized. Without it, we cannot please God. We must believe that He is, a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him, Hebrews 11:6. Rather lengthy discussion is given in James 2 to show how that we show our works by our faith, and our faith leads us to do the things that we need to do. How strong is our faith? Is it strong enough to have the commitment to the goal that is before us? That even if there are obstacles in the way, we will put forth the effort to overcome those obstacles and to arrive at the goal that is before us? That's what happened on this occasion. And notice that the faith of these individuals affected someone else. You see, not only does my faith affect my relationship to God and to Christ, but the faith that I have in Christ may have an effect upon you, especially upon my family, and especially upon children in the family. The faith of the parents will go a long ways toward helping get the little ones to Jesus. As we prayed this morning for the new baby that's in our midst, you noticed, as we always do, that we pray especially for the parents. It is the faith of those parents that's much more important at this point, until the child is old enough to have a personal faith of its own. We need to stop and realize that the faith that we have not only affects us as individuals, but may have a lasting effect upon others. The faith that you have and the works that come as a result of that faith may determine where other people, sometimes many other people, will spend an eternity. May God bless us to have the kind of faith and commitment that these men had, to overcome whatever obstacle is there and help us to get each one to Jesus. Notice also the results. They got the man to Jesus. Jesus was mindful of him, as he is and will be mindful of each one that we're able to get to him. First, he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Jesus had the power to forgive sins while he was on earth. But they began to question this and accuse him of blasphemy, as they had on other occasions. And he said, "Okay, let's just give you the proof that I know what I'm talking about. I'll just say to the man, get up and walk." And he did. He proved to them that he knew what he was doing and he had the ability to do what he was doing. But from our standpoint today, the greatest lesson in the results is that Jesus is the answer to both physical and spiritual problems. Jesus does not cure us today in the same direct, miraculous, supernatural way that he did this man. But we strongly believe that he, that our Father, are both involved in the healing process as we live by the will that applies to us today. We believe that trying to be close to Jesus and living close to him and living in him and he in us will make our physical lives even better. But more important, he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." We're not told exactly what sins this man had, whether the sins that he'd committed had brought about the effect of his physical condition. But we are told that he had sins and that Jesus was interested in forgiving them. Folks, the answer to the problem is found in Jesus. He had the ability then to directly forgive sins. He has the ability today to forgive us as we obey his will and find that redemption and the forgiveness of sins that's in him. Again, referring to Ephesians 1 and verse 7. They accomplished the result. The result was the man's sins were forgiven and he was healed and was able to walk. Their goal, get the man to Jesus. Our goal, get the man to Jesus. Each individual did his part. Each individual needs to do his part today. They work together in unity. We must work together in unity today. They were committed to overcome the obstacles. Let us have that commitment today. The result was both spiritual and physical healing. We believe the result today can affect us physically, and more important, can bring about spiritual healing, the forgiveness of sins. If you've never been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, we'd like to help you get to Jesus today. If you need to come asking for forgiveness as a child of his, we'd like to help you get to Jesus today, as together we stand and sing.